Hare Krishna. The following is a short reading from the Bhagavad Gita by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 2, Text 22. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Jayate. First of all, I'm offering unlimited Dandavat Pranams to my eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Nam Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadatar, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Chapter 2, Text 22. Vasamsi Jimani Jata Vihaya Navani Grinati Naru Parani Tata Sarirani Vihaya Jir Mani Anyani Samyati Navani Dehi. Translation. As a person puts on new garments, giving up the old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. Purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The change of body by the atomic individual soul is an accepted fact. Even the modern scientists who do not believe in the existence of the soul, but at the same time cannot explain the source of energy from the heart, have to accept continuous changes of the body, which appear from childhood to boyhood and from boyhood to youth, and again from youth to old age. That from old age, the change is transferred to another body. This has already been explained in a previous verse, which was chapter 2, text 13. The transference of the atomic individual soul to another body is made possible by the grace of the Supersoul. The Supersoul fulfills the desire of the atomic soul as one friend fulfills the desire of another. The Vedas, like the Mundaka Upanishad, as well as the Svetasvatara Upanishad, compare the soul and the Supersoul to two friendly birds sitting on the same tree. One of the birds, which is the individual atomic soul, is eating the fruits of the tree, and the other bird, Krishna, is simply watching his friend. Of these two birds, also, they are the same in quality. One is captivated by the fruits of the material tree, while the other is simply witnessing the activities of his friend. So Krishna is the witnessing bird and Arjuna the eating bird. So although they are friends, one is still the master and the other one is the servant. And forgetfulness of this relationship by the atomic soul is the cause of one's changing his position from one tree to another, which means from one body to another. The jiva soul is struggling very hard on the tree of the material body, but as soon as he agrees to accept the other bird as the supreme spiritual master, as Arjuna agreed to do so by voluntary surrender unto Krishna for instruction, the subordinate bird immediately becomes free from all lamentations. Both the Mundaka Upanishad and Svetasvara Upanishad confirm this. It is stated there that although the two birds are in the same tree, the eating bird is fully engrossed with anxiety and moroseness as the enjoyer of the fruit of the tree. But in some way or another, he turns his face to his friend the Lord and knows his glories, and at once the suffering bird becomes free from all anxieties. Arjuna has now turned his face towards his eternal friend Krishna, and he understands the Bhagavad Gita from him, and thus hearing from Krishna, he can understand the supreme glories of the Lord and be free from lamentation. Arjuna is herewith advised by the Lord not to lament for the bodily change of his old grandfather and his teacher. He should rather be happy for them. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. I would like to add that we can understand from Srila Prabhupada's purport that the individual soul, which is the real person, and which we think of in terms of I and me, is never destroyed when our material body is finished. But, of course, like remembering the demise of the physical body of a loved one on account of wrongly identifying with the temporary material body, thinking the material body to be the self, people grieve. And also people grieve because death is not natural for the soul. So when they see a body dying and identifying with the material body, it sends a shock through the system, because in reality we don't die, but yet in our illusion and our identification with this material body, we see death. But we should understand that this is an illusion. For example, consider this. The brand new physical bodies which we receive after death, they're like the previous body, they will continue to experience karma and reactions from previous actions. And the self, the soul, hasn't changed at all. It is still the same I or me, like we are in this life. So there is no need to grieve for the destruction of old, worn-out bodies. Rather, we should be glad that Krishna's nature has arranged it in such a way that when our bodies become old and useless, that we're receiving a new one. And a new one means a new start. Like nature is always renewing itself, and so this is one renewal. From old comes new. So Krishna consciousness, however, liberates us from this never-ending circle of repeated birth, old age, and death. Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Gaura Hari, Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Gaura Hari.